சீதல், வெல்கம் டு மை பாட்காஸ்ட் யோர் ஹெல்த் இஸ் யோர் வெல்த் ஆன் வார்த்தா. டுடே ஐ வில் டெல் யூ சம்திங் அபவுட் புரோட்டீன் இன்டேக். ஹவு மச் புரோட்டீன் ஷுட் யூ ஈட் பர் டே? ஃபியூ நியூட்ரியன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஆஸ் புரோட்டீன். நாட் கெட்டிங் எனஃப் ஆஃப் இட் வில் எஃபெக்ட் யுவர் ஹெல்த் அண்ட் பாடி கம்போசிஷன். மோஸ்ட் ஆஃபிஷியல் நியூட்ரிஷனல் ஆர்கனைசேஷன் ரெக்கமெண்ட் அ ஃபேர்லி மாடஸ்ட் புரோட்டீன் இன்டேக். DRI, that is dietary reference intake, is 0.36 grams of protein per pound of body weight. This amounts to 56 grams per day for the average sedentary man and 46 grams per day for the average sedentary woman. This may be enough to prevent deficiency, but the amount you need depends on many factors, including your activity level, age, muscle mass, physique goals, and overall health. Proteins are the main building blocks of your body. They are used to make muscles, tendons, organs and skin, as well as enzymes, hormones, neurotransmitters and various molecules that serve many important functions. Protein is a structural molecule comprising amino acids, many of which your body can't produce on its own. Animal foods are usually high in protein, providing all essential amino acids. If you are eating animal products like meat, fish, eggs or dairy every day, you are likely getting enough protein. Protein is important when it comes to losing weight. As you may know, you need to consume fewer calories than you burn to lose weight. A protein intake at around 30% of calories seems to be optimal for weight loss. It boosts your metabolic rate and causes a spontaneous reduction in calorie intake. Muscles are largely made of protein. As with most body tissues, muscles are dynamic and constantly being broken down and rebuilt. To gain muscle, your body must synthesize more muscle protein than it breaks down. So it's important to eat enough protein if you want to gain or maintain muscle. Most studies suggest that 0.7 to 1 gram per pound, that is 1.6 to 2.2 grams per kg of lean mass are sufficient. During pregnancy, the body needs more protein for tissue development and growth. Protein benefits both the mother and baby. The recommended daily allowance for protein during breastfeeding is 0.59 grams per pound, that is 1.3 grams per kg per day, plus 25 additional grams. The authors of one study suggest that people consume 0.55 to 0.69 grams per pound, that is 1.2 to 1.52 grams per kg of protein daily during pregnancy. Fish and seafood are also good sources. During pregnancy and lactation, choose fish that are low in mercury and high in omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, sardines. However, take care to avoid those that may be high in mercury, such as shark, swordfish, tilefish, and king mackerel. Regardless of muscle mass and physique goals, those who are physically active need more protein than those who are sedentary. If your job is physically demanding or you walk a lot, run, swim, or do any sort of exercise, you need to eat more protein. Endurance athletes also need significant amounts of protein, about 0.5 to 0.65 grams per pound, that is 1.2 to 1.4 grams per kg of body weight. Older adults have significantly increased protein needs as well, up to 50% higher than the TRI, or about 1 to 1.3 grams per kg of body weight. This can help prevent osteoporosis and sarcopenia, both of which are significant problems among older adults. A higher protein intake may lower blood pressure and help fight diabetes, which are two of the main risk factors for kidney disease. The best sources of protein are meats, fish, eggs, and dairy products, as they have all the essential amino acids that your body needs. Some plants are fairly high in protein as well, such as quinoa, legumes, and nuts. However, most people generally don't need to track their protein intake. If you are healthy and trying to stay that way, simply eating quality protein sources with most of your meals along with nutritious plant foods should bring your intake to an optimal range. When eating a meal, eat the protein source first, especially before you get to the starches. Eating protein first at meals can help you feel full and keep blood sugar and insulin levels from rising too high. Snacks are a good way to get extra protein into your diet as long as you choose the right type. You can eat cheddar cheese, contains 7 grams of protein along with 20 fewer calories and 4 times as much calcium. Additionally, cheese doesn't seem to raise cholesterol levels much, even in people with high cholesterol. In fact, cheese may even benefit heart health. Many breakfast foods are low in protein, including toast, cereals. Although oatmeal contains more protein than most cereals, it still only provides about 6 grams in a typical 1 cup serving. On the other hand, 3 large eggs provide 19 grams of high quality protein along with important nutrients like selenium and choline. So, replacing cereal with eggs boosts protein consumption, makes you feel more full and helps you eat fewer calories. Almonds are incredibly healthy. They are high in magnesium, fiber, and heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, yet low in digestible carbs. Almonds also contain 6 grams of protein in a 28-gram serving, which makes them a better source than most nuts. So, sprinkle a few tablespoons of chopped almonds over yogurt, cottage cheese, salads, or oatmeal to increase your protein intake and add flavor and crunch. Greek yogurt is a versatile high-protein food. Greek yogurt contains twice as much protein as traditional yogurt and can be eaten alone or added to other foods. You can add protein-rich foods to your salad. Salads are loaded with vegetables that provide vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that help protect you from disease. However, they often contain only a few grams of protein, which will likely lead to hunger after an hour or two. To add protein to your salad, top it with any of the foods which contain protein, it's good for you. Topping your salad with poultry, cheese, fish, or legumes will help you meet your protein needs and stay full and satisfied. If you're looking for a good plant-based option, garbanzo beans, means chickpeas, are a great choice that provides 15 grams of protein per cup. When it comes to protein, it's not just the total amount you take in every day that matters. Getting enough at each meal is also important. Several researchers recommend consuming a minimum of 20 to 30 grams of protein at each meal. Include a high protein food at each meal to get what you need to feel full and maintain muscle mass. Cottage cheese is a tasty food that's also very high in protein. Smaller amounts of cottage cheese make a great snack. It is delicious on its own. You can also try it with chopped nuts or seeds, cinnamon and stevia or another sweetener for a quick breakfast. Research suggests a high protein intake can help build muscle, protect against bone and muscle loss during aging, and improve wound healing. So always include protein in your every meal and feel full. Stay tuned with me to stay healthy and happy only on Vartha.